What's up? What's up, Batty Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bay Coast XO, the official Bay Coast podcast. Happy Thursday. It's almost Friday, guys. Almost the weekend. Almost time to turn up. So let's get it in this week. Let's end this week off on a good note. So in the last episode, we talked about getting back with an ex. And that was a juicy topic because I gave you guys all the tea, all my business on me and my ex's relationship. What happened, if I got back with him or not, how that's worked out, etc. So if you're thinking about getting back with your ex, definitely go back to that podcast and listen to it, tune in, and get all the details on that. So it's on our podcast. Just go back and look at the getting back with your ex episode. So today we're not talking about exes. We're not talking about them. We're talking about money. Money is something that we all need to make a living, and it doesn't always come easy unless you're doing something illegal. And we're not into that. We're responsible babies over here. We don't do illegal stuff. So if you decide to do illegal stuff on your own terms, that's on you. Good for you, girl. But we don't do that over here. So leave Bay Coast out of that transaction, all right? So we're here to get paid. We're here to make money. These are just different little fun ways to make money without having to do that normal 9-to-5. If you're like me, I can never stay in one job for a long period of time. I've just always been that way. I don't know why. I'm a Capricorn. Maybe that has something to do with that, but I love being in control of my life. And I don't like being tied down under one job for a long period of time. I just get bored of it. So if you do get bored of doing that, if you don't like doing that, I am going to recommend, before we dive into these opportunities to make money, I want to recommend this opportunity called Shifts, and it's by Sagajob. And basically, if you're someone that doesn't like to work at one job and you just can't stand staying in one spot, staying put at one time, I definitely recommend going over to Shifts by Snagajob. Make sure you make an account, sign up, apply for the job. They do have an interview process. It's very simple and easy. I've done it before, and it really, really, it's awesome. I really like the job opportunity. They give you text messages and let you know any places nearby or any jobs nearby that are offering a temporary daily position where you can make money right off the bat. So after that shift is done, you make your money, you clock out, make your money, and you can go to another job another day. It's also very flexible. So if you have a lot going on during the week, you can definitely do it on weekends or vice versa. It's just very flexible. I love shifts. And if that sounds like something you like, go on shifts.com and make sure that you sign up for it. And no, this is not paid or this is not sponsored in any way. This is just me genuinely trying to help you guys out, all right? So let's dive right into these opportunities. The first opportunity is taking surveys. Taking surveys is very simple. It's a simple concept. You're basically answering questions, entering in your information, bada boom, bada bing, getting paid. All right, so one thing I am going to say before I get into deeper into this list, I'm going to let you guys know that I'm going to be completely transparent and honest with you. If I've tried something out, I'll let you know. If I have not, I'll let you know that as well. Don't worry if I haven't tried it out. I have heard good reviews about it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen other people do it themselves. So don't worry about that. There are going to be some things with these opportunities that I have cons on. So if there are cons, I'll let you guys know. But please don't let that steer you away from the opportunity. Just because it doesn't work out for one person doesn't mean it won't work out for you. We're all different individuals. We're all qualified in different areas. So don't get scared from this opportunity. Don't let what I'm saying scare you from going in, jumping in, and getting that bag, sis, okay? So let me get that out of the way. I had to get that out of the way before I went into this list. So again, like I said, the first opportunity is taking surveys. One con, or not one, I have two cons with taking surveys. One is the payout. Payout isn't always great. Some survey sites pay off of points, and you can redeem those points for, and basically exchange those points for money or gift cards. I personally don't like that. I don't like that. I just think it's, I don't know. I like seeing money numbers. I don't like seeing points, and I don't like redeeming points for gift cards. I like seeing money in my account. So that's something I don't like. Now, with Swagbucks that I do use, I'm okay with it because their payouts are pretty good. Now, they do have their point system, but the payouts are pretty good. They're pretty decent. So I don't have complaints about that. But I'm talking about those other sites that give you like 10 points per survey, and then you have to have like 5,000 points to reach $100. That bullshit pisses me off more than anything. So that's one con I have with survey taking. Now, that's not all websites. So with Swagbucks and Inbox Dollars, which is what I use personally, I don't have those issues. I don't have these two issues as much as I do with other websites. So next con is that you're not going to qualify for every survey. And it's very difficult, it's very frustrating when you're taking a survey, you think you're going to qualify, you're answering all these questions, and then the page refreshes and says, "Sorry, you don't qualify for this survey. Try again another time." That pisses me off more than anything as well. So a lot of survey taking websites do that, and if you're a bitch with a temper like I am, I definitely don't recommend you do survey taking. But if you have patience, if you have time, if you have any, you don't have anything to do during that day, you just want to kill some time, definitely do surveys, get that time in, and get paid for that as well. So those two sites that I'm recommending is Inbox Dollars and Swagbucks. Swagbucks and Inbox Dollars is awesome because you can do more than just survey taking. You can watch videos, you can play video games, you can take surveys, like I said, you can check emails, you can do research and still get paid for that. And also, with those two websites, you do get a $5 sign-on bonus, if I'm not mistaken. I think both of them's five, or it might be one's five and one's 10. I don't know which one is the two, but either way, you get a sign-up bonus. So once you sign up, you get an automatic $5 into your account. So that's awesome. I love that. All right, next opportunity is Etsy.com. If you haven't heard of Etsy is basically a marketplace where you hand making items and you can sell them. So let's say you like to sew. You like to design fashion pieces, you like to crochet, let's say you like to paint, you like to digital draw. You can sell on Etsy and make a pretty decent penny off of there. I personally haven't used Etsy.com. I do shop on Etsy because I love the whole aesthetic of Etsy. I think Etsy is just a wonderful platform to sell your items on. And another site like Etsy, I'm gonna do an extra add-on to this because I'm extra. Another site that's like Etsy but has its own aesthetic is Depop. Depop, I love Depop. You can buy Y2K items, you can buy custom items. I've seen a lot of Care Bear items on there. If you're a fan of Care Bears or Powerpuff Girls or anything Disney or just anything that has to do with just olden days nostalgia. Y2K or just handmade custom things you can get off of Depop as well. So Etsy.com and Depop, those two sites, you can definitely make money off of those. And one thing I like about Depop is it's also kind of built like a social media website. So as soon as you go on there, you click on a shop, you can see how many followers the shops has, how many sales the shop has, and it tells you if the shop or if the person that's running the shop is active or not. So I just love that whole concept. The Depop concept is, I love Depop. Depop and Etsy, love of my lives. So you can definitely make money off of those. And of course, I know with Etsy, they do take a small percentage out of your sales. I don't know if Depop does that, but I'm assuming that they do. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But definitely look those up and do your research on those. Next, freelancing. One thing a lot of people fail to realize is people will pay for your skills and information. So something that you think is simple may be hard for others. So cash out on your skills. If you know how to do hair, makeup, nails, you know how to create a website, logo, freelance that. If you know how to proofread, freelance that. If you know how to write, there's people who don't know how to, they want to write, they know how to write good stories, they just want to do it the correct way. I've been working on a book myself and I really need help writing. So if you know how to do that, email me at baycoast@gmail.com and let me know your expertise. let me know any stories or books that you've worked on so that I can read it and check it out. And I'd love to do services with you. So if you know how to do that, that's another way that you can make money through me. So next, we have ride sharing and delivering. So you have your Uber, Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, Lyft, things like that. Do that on the side. There are some that offer $27 an hour, $20 an hour, $18 an hour. It all depends on your availability, what you're willing to do, and so on and so forth. So make sure that you're tapping into those as well. If you have a car and you're looking to make some extra income, definitely do those as well. Next, get paid to test different sites and softwares via usertesting.com. So you can sign up to become a tester and make about $10 to $30 an hour. So that sounds too good to be true, but it's true. Once you sign up for an account, it does take some time to get approved for that account just to become a tester. To be completely honest, if you had your own business, you want to make sure someone's qualified enough and to be able to do the job for you. So don't take it personally if it takes too long or if you don't get qualified to become a tester. There's other opportunities out there, but I'm just putting that out there. There's a website, again, like I said, usertesting.com. I've used this personally. I've made money off of it, and it's very fun to critique other people's websites and platforms. It's just very fun, and I love to talk, so if you're someone that loves to talk, you're very talkative, then they love talkative people over there. Go get that bag, sis, usertesting.com. Next, Sweatcoin. Sweatcoin is basically an app where you can get paid to walk. I've used Sweatcoin for about 2 years now, and my steps have really been adding up. I'm going to admit there are times where I'm just a lazy slob and I don't do anything and my points don't really go up, but I'm sitting at about 400 right now, and I'm very proud of that. That takes a lot of steps to get to that point. So just get paid to walk. You can also get fit doing that as well. So who doesn't want to get paid and get fit at the same time? Yeah. So next, you want to do a blog. You want to start a blog. If you have a passion for writing and talking to others, start a blog. Personalize it. Make it your own. Slap your name. Slap your logo on it. Make it your own. Like I said, just make it professional, make it pop out, do ads online, pay for ads to promote your blog, pay for promo to promote your blog, and get that traffic going so you can make some money, generate some income. Next, start a business. If you don't have much money to start off with, I recommend drop shipping. You can make money without having any inventory. I mean, none. You don't have to have any inventory. So let's say you have $100 to your name right now. That's cool. With $100, you can definitely start a business. So I recommend going on Shopify or Wix. I personally use Wix for any drop shipping sites that I've ever done. Wix is very simple, very beginner friendly. They have different templates that you can choose from. You can also have them make a website for you, or you can go to a freelancer, which is what I was talking about before, and you can get them to create you a website and they can give you the login. They have a feature like that on Wix.com. So I definitely recommend doing that as well. They also have they have apps. So both Shopify and Wix have apps built into the website that you can use to connect drop shipping stores and connect with your vendors. I think that's awesome and it's very simple and easy. So I recommend doing that. I can get back into drop shipping in another episode, dive deep and let you guys know how drop shipping works. But just to give you guys just a touch, a little, the tip of it. I know that sounded very perverted. If you have a dirty mind, shame on you. But just to let you guys know a little bit about drop shipping, you don't have any inventory. You barely have, let's say you don't really have any money, and you choose products to put on your site. If a customer orders from your site, you basically go to the supplier and say, hey, this customer ordered this in this color and this is their address. The supplier says, bet. They put the information, they verify it, they put your name, your logo on it. Some vendors charge an extra fee to put your name and logo on it, but generally their name will not be on it. Their address won't be on it. It'll be your address, your name. So it'll be like it came from directly from where you're stationed at. So you don't have to leave your house. You don't have to worry about the hassle of going to the post office, creating labels, shipping it out, paying that shipping fee. No, this is all simple. This is done from your home. So make sure you're doing that. If you do drop shipping correctly, you can create massive amount of income. So make sure you're tapping into that episode when I talk about drop shipping coming up in a few weeks. Next, let's talk about doing small side gigs. You can do small side gigs on GigWalk. I've used GigWalk before. TaskRabbit, I haven't used, but I've heard great things about them. So you can move, you can help someone move, you can help someone paint their house, you can do shopping, waiting in line, delivery, event planning, virtual assistant. There's different things you can do. I've seen people get paid $40 an hour off of TaskRabbit. I've seen them make 30, seen 20, I've seen 15. It just depends on what you can do, what you're willing to do. Now with GigWalk, they have an app. It's very accessible. It's very easy to use. You basically, they tell you how far this gig is. They tell you how much you're getting paid. And they tell you the description of the job, what you have to do correctly. Make sure you're doing everything correctly because you will not get paid if you don't do something correctly. So make sure you're reading directions carefully. You're going to the correct spot. Sometimes they'll tell you guys to take pictures of signage at a store or whatever is on the shelves, or they'll tell you to secret shop for something and they'll reimburse you for it. I think it's a very cool concept. I normally have fun doing so, and I just feel like it's a different thing. It's different than your regular 9-to-5 job. Next, I want to talk about creating an online course. If you know how to do something, turn it into a source of income by creating a course for students to learn from you. So sites like Udemy and Skillshare are very popular platforms for that. I have been a student several times on Skillshare and Udemy, and I can admit that I should have utilized my skills a little better and created a course. I might create a course in the future. I was thinking about doing a drop shipping course for anyone who wanted to learn how to do that successfully, but I don't know if I'm going to do that yet. I wanted to do it a while ago, but I don't know. That's kind of on pause right now. I have other things to focus on, but doing that, it can generate you a good amount of income. Some people sell their courses for $200 for new students, and sometimes they have deals and everything, but normally you're getting paid for that. So that's the last one, the 10th opportunity that I have for you guys. But because I love you guys so much, I'll give you 4 more opportunities. The next one, you can get paid to listen to music. So there's a website called slicethepie.com, and they will pay you to give detailed reviews on music. So if there's an up-and-coming artist or rapper or musician, they want feedback on their music. So you're giving a detailed review. I think you have to have a certain amount of letters or words to do so. It normally doesn't take that much time. It just takes like a minute or two to write the review. You're listening to a snippet of the song, or you listen to the full song, and you're getting paid for it. One con I have with it, I have used slicethepie.com, and it's very fun. I love music, so I just think it's a great side hustle, but the payout is not always great. So sometimes you're getting paid 13 cent or 10 cent per review, but once you stack up and keep doing it, it really adds up, and it's a very fun opportunity. So I recommend that you guys get into that if you love music. Next, sell your old items. I personally used to go to a store called Plato's Closet and another store called Uptown Cheapskates. If you have those two stores in your state, definitely go there, sell your old clothes. If you can't fit into something, if your ass is getting too fat for something like mine, then definitely sell it. Sell your clothes. Why not? Why not make a penny off of those? Some of them, yeah, they'll BS you on the prices. So let's say you paid $40 for a top and you sell it to them. Sometimes they'll give you like $5-$10. Yes, that's shitty, but it's money. It's money that you didn't have, and you can't wear the outfit anyway. So what are you going to do with it? Just let it sit in your closet? No, ma'am. If your ass can't fit in it, make some cash off your insecurities, okay? But no, really, like, really make money off of that. Instead of feeling bad for yourself, why not cash out? Why not make those coins? So that's something I recommend. If you don't want to go out because of COVID, I definitely understand. I got you, girl. So you can sell stuff on eBay, Mercari, Poshmark. Those three websites are awesome for making money on old items. It's great. It's great to sell old items that you're no longer using and you want to make that income off of that as well. So the next one, start a YouTube channel or podcast. You can also upload your podcast to YouTube if those podcasts are allowed and are monetized. So one thing I will mention is that you have to have a certain amount of subscribers to start getting paid. I know with YouTube, you have to have like 1,000 subscribers, I believe, to start getting monetized. But with Anchor FM, which is the platform that I use, and they extend out to different other platforms, I love Anchor FM. You want to start your own podcast, use Anchor FM and start making your podcast. You can put in headphones, you can buy a quick little microphone, and you could start recording podcasts and start talking to people. Build an audience, build a relationship with the audience. So I definitely recommend those. Now, the last one is selling your photos. Sites like iStock and Adobe Stock, they will buy your photos. And if you're a photographer, you're getting into photography, you're trying to start off and get your name out there, it's a great opportunity to make money off of those images and to get your name out there. There's plenty of sites where it shows you the name of the person that took the photo. And some people who are ambitious, they'll hit up that person that took the photo and say, hey, can you take photos for me? They'll hire that person. So it's basically a picture in a picture kind of deal. So you can make money off of selling the photos, but you can also make money off of exposure. Win-win there. So that's all for today, babes. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm still working on the Summer Goddess episode, so stay tuned, stay hot, and stay safe, loves. Love you guys so much. XO. Mwah, mwah.